Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, I'm so thrilled because my new book is available for pre-order, and there is so much magic happening around this book because women are ready to build their tribe, the tribe that helps elevate them to the next level. If you want to be a part of this incredible movement that is happening, a new way of connecting, a new way of being, a new way of building a supportive tribe that is going to take you to the next level of your life, the how-tos, the scripts, exactly how to break through all of the superficial friendships. You guys, go to loriharder.com/Amazon now, upload your receipt, and I will give you a shout out because I'm so incredibly excited about all of the things that are happening around this book. You guys, I can't thank you enough for your support. You are the way that this book gets out. It's almost impossible. It is impossible for me to do this alone. You have to have a tribe. And you guys, I am just getting back from my annual event, The Bliss Project, and to say that it went off better than I could have imagined is a massive understatement. It was everything that I had hoped for and more. And that, again, is because of all of you that showed up in this beautiful, sacred, safe space. And we really set that intention, and breakthroughs were had by all. And speaking of going to the next level of your life, as I talk about with this book and how you're going to create that, we talked a lot about up-leveling and what that feels like when you are on the verge of the next level of your life. And people get it really confused with thinking that everything is going wrong, or thinking that they don't have what it takes, or thinking that everything in their life is happening all at once and it's all falling apart. And I really believe that all of these feelings come right before you are ready to break through to the next level of your life. And I shared this a lot on stage about how for every new level that I was about to go through or to, that I had everything challenging come to meet me right before, almost as if everything was showing up to test and say, are you really ready? Are you ready for the responsibility and for the blessings that are on the other side of breaking through? So with great rewards comes great responsibility. So it's as almost as if it's saying, hey, are you going to have the staying power to stick around for your tribe and for everybody that decides to follow you, to listen, and to really have faith in what you are saying, even through the tough stuff? Because if you do this and then you disappear, I'm not going to give you what's on the other side. So I got to give you a few major tests beforehand. So I had shared that before every new level of my life, something either comes back from my past to kind of haunt me, as far as different feelings or fear or anxiety, or it's as if things feel like they're falling apart and my faith is so tested. So Chris and I are even having this moment again right now. It's kind of like, are we going to go all in, or are we just kind of dabble here, like stay in this position and not completely give everything that we have to break through to this next level? And it's kind of like when you're dabbling, you're almost in this place of being not as committed in certain areas. And maybe you're in resistance around a few things that are happening with this up-leveling. Like, wow, I really don't have a lot of time to myself right now. And I'm resistant because Even though it's this going to the next level, it's going to take everything that I have. I'm still resistant because I want this time to myself. And it's like, yeah, you know what? There is rocket ship moments and then there is coasting moments, right? You got to break through that atmosphere and you got to be on full throttle. And it's like sometimes when you're in full throttle, I mean, you are feeling everything, right? Sometimes when you are in full throttle breaking through the atmosphere, you can get a little dizzy. You can get a little sick. You can feel a little bit like you want to turn back to earth because it feels way better and it's really familiar and you can put your feet on the ground. And right now I'm just floating and I have no clue what's going on. And I'm not really in faith of what's on the other side. And I don't really know if I even want this. And I kind of feel like just turning back. And this really, really actually sucks. And I'm feeling sick and dizzy. And the spacesuit sucks. And I don't know what outer space even is like. And why did I want this in the first place? Maybe I should just go back. Right? And that's what it feels like. And then you have to say, was I really okay back there? Am I really okay if I don't go to this next level? Am I really fulfilling what I know my soul's purpose is on this planet if I don't do this thing? Can I really say that I'm going to be happy? Can I really say that I lived this life the way that I knew I was supposed to? Can I really say that I showed up in a way that completely changed and impacted people's lives? It's just, what do you want at the end of the day? And Chris and I have decided to go all in. No matter what G-force comes, no matter how crazy it gets, no matter what soul smackdown we're getting, no matter what life smackdown we're getting, we are just all in because I have full-time faith. I have full-time faith in the reason why I was put on this earth. I have full-time faith that the reason why we are here is so much more, but we cannot reach that blissful experience until we know that we can handle what is on the other side and that we can break through to the next level. And it's just all part of it. It's just all a part of it. Up level and then have this experience again, right? Up level, experience the bliss, and then break through with anxiety and fear and all of the other things that come with it. This is just what it looks like. It's just what it looks like. It's just what it looks like. I wish I could tell you it was going to be different or that this was going to get easier. It's not going to get easier, but it's going to get better. So it's going to be just as challenging. You're going to have those moments of massive breakdown, of massive fear, of thinking you're not good enough, of complete and utter freak out, of wanting to go back. But then when you get through to the other side because of your full-time faith, it is like you don't even know how you got so lucky. I am brought to my knees in gratitude and complete overwhelm of love and bliss and support by things that I cannot even describe more than I can tell you, probably once a week, if not more, just of complete brought to my knees in tears, sometimes once a day, because of all of the things that I, Chris, and I go through, knowing that full-time faith is always going to bring us to a higher elevation of life. And let me tell you, if you're not sure that this life is good, then you definitely have not waited in full-time faith long enough through the thing to bust through the other side. You're almost there. You're almost there. You're almost there. I promise. Keep going. Keep stepping in and you will be massively rewarded on the other side. We don't get to choose when we have faith. We don't get to choose. It's either full-time, all in, or you're all out. That's all it is. You're all in or you got to be all out. You pick. All right, you guys, I'm so grateful to everybody that came to Bliss Project. I mean, I feel like I have 500 new sisters. And forgive me if I'm slightly muted because I'm still coming off of a mild recharge, which I'm going to still be recharging for a little bit here in the most beautiful, glorious way. But I wanted to come on here to remind you guys of who you are. You are made of pure magic. And anytime you doubt that, you literally just need to sit in a prayer or meditation and know that if you are on this earth and you are breathing, you are meant to do amazing, big, beautiful things. And you just haven't yet really tapped into that full faith in your tribe and your sisters. And you guys, if you did not get to go to Bliss Project this year, I am not kidding you. And I say it was beyond my wildest dreams, beyond, and breakthroughs beyond anything that I could possibly share with you were had. I'll share with them. I'll try to even figure out how to put it into words, because right now it was just an experience that was out of this world. So I just want to say thank you again to everybody who was there. So guys, until next time, I'm so grateful for you, and earn your happy. Bye everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.